Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
This week has just gone so quick. I feel like I'm not ready for Thursday.
Train going through. Actually, steam trains don't really go that fast in the
No, they just chug along.
It's a phrase that probably needs updating, or maybe
it's a bullet train. It's a Japanese bullet train. That's what this week is.
Like a toddler after food.
All that, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay.
Both similar.
Hey, welcome. It's Nikki and DeMello, anyway. A lot of sport to talk about.
Oh, yes,
finals.
Tonight.
As Cooper was telling me last night, Dad, finals start tomorrow. Cooper's six, by the way, if you're wondering. Sitting in the back of the car telling me it's Eagles and Essendon at Optus.
On seven.
Well, he didn't say that. Can they do it, he says.
Nick Nat's ankle. Can he handle it?
Yeah.
That's the big question, really, isn't it?
So, Cooper, that's Cooper's big question. I think it's a lot of people's big question. Because he's in, isn't he? He's playing.
He is. And I heard Adam Simpson saying that he could have been in a few weeks ago.
Really? What, they're just holding him back?
They've just been waiting. So
now, look, I know he's incredibly popular, and like he is very much the spiritual figurehead of the Eagles.
He's the mascot, really.
He really is. I know, but like, how much actual playtime have they got out of him? They're getting their money's worth out of him in lots of other ways.
A rare
to be
stone,
fair.
Isn't he?
But he is. He's like he's almost. We put him in the showcase. We won't actually use him. We'll just here he is in the cabinet. Yeah.
He just inspires.
You know what he is? He's the good China.
Yeah, that's what he is. Yeah, you only get him
only for when people come over. We're saving him. We're saving him for the finals.
Important occasions. But I hope he lasts. The poor thing.
I know.
Anyway.
You know, he's obviously made of matchsticks because, any time a wind blows, he seems to injure himself. But anyway, hopefully everything comes together.
Yeah, because they're out if they lose this. And they haven't been playing very well. So, hey.
No, this is not the time to start.
I know.
Having things fall over. So he's hoping. No, that's right. It's actually a bit costly. And so, and can I just say, too, speaking sport, an amazing game of hoops last night because the Wildcats were in town.
Yes, you went to the basketball,
didn't
you?
I did get some sneaky tickets at the last minute against Adelaide. Sadly, they went down.
Oh.
Yeah. 90 to 84. It was a close game.
Yeah, it was
a great game. It was a good
atmosphere. So it's good. Lots of people down there. Sold out, wasn't it?
Sold out, like, within seconds.
Yep. Awesome stuff.
Yeah, it was a good night at the Aquatic Centre. Game two is in Bunbury on Friday night.
Okay, cool. So if you're a bit further south of Mandurah, then you can...
Yeah, I'm not sure about where they're at with ticket sales.
Check it out.
Joondalup is the final one of the best of three.
Awesome. There's something for everyone, no matter where you are around
there is.
Perth.
That's right. Riddle me this,
riddle me that. Riddle me this.
We got Scott from Secret Harbour here to take the challenge first off. G'day, Scott.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good.
That's good, Scott. Now, we've got Angry Birds tickets up for grabs. Angry Birds 2. Have you seen the first one?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, cool. Good. Right. So you're prepared, ready to go if you score this. And also, Learning Pod science-themed birthday party up for grabs. You ready to hear the riddle one more time?
Okay.
All right.
What is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
I think it's R.
The letter R. That's right.
The letter R, so that is in the beginning of March and April.
In the middle of?
Can't be seen in the beginning or end. Oh, false start. There we go.
Office is excited. Well done. So that means Angry Birds 2 tickets for you. The preview at Reading Cinemas Mandurah on Saturday. Thanks to Sony and our good friends at Reading. Mm-hmm. And you're in the Learning Pod Science Theme birthday party draw.
Thank you so much.
That's all right.
That's okay, Scott. Good luck.
Let me tell you the story, Nikki, of a couple in Florida.
All right, tell me.
Florida currently bracing, of course, for Hurricane Dorian.
Crazy.
So this couple found themselves in a parking dilemma. Their garage only has room for one car.
Mm-hmm.
Hers, of course.
Yes, of course.
Given how creative people can get when it comes to problem solving, he went ahead and parked his smart car in their kitchen to prevent it from blowing away in
how
the storm.
How large is their kitchen?
Well, see, it's more in the other direction.
Yeah,
if you aren't aware, smart cars aren't necessarily connected to, like, phones. It's not like this came out many moons back. It was a collaboration between Mercedes and Swatch, weirdly enough. And they are very compact vehicles. Like, you know those ones that you buy for toddlers? They used to be pedal cars, but now they're electronic.
The red and yellow ones.
There's all sorts of colours. Those ones. A bit like those ones too, yeah.
The classic Australian car.
Well, these are kind of like those, but licensed for the road.
What is the point?
I suppose it gets
you to A to B, but
yeah.
I wonder when you crash, like being that little... Would it not have a lot of impact on you?
I don't feel like they've sold especially well. And I don't know, maybe you get a little bit less hate, they say, than potentially if you were riding a bike. I don't know.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our showbiz storyteller, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Bad Boys Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back together. They've signed on for one last mission before retiring.
Hey.
16 years after Bad Boys 2. Can you believe that? 16 years. This is the first action-packed trailer for Bad Boys for Life.
Mighty Petey, get down! What the hell happened to knock and talk?
Hands behind your head right now.
I got this.
I'm going to penetrate this man's soul with my heart.
What?
Watch and learn.
Sir, I realize that you're scared. You know, sometimes...
How deep you think you got in his soul?
Bad boys.
Hey,
what's she gonna do when we come in?
No! Never! Y'all will never do that again.
Oh, it looks good. I love Bad Boys. That's the movies.
Confession time.
Bad Boys for Life is out in cinemas January 17, 2020. Now, Cardi B has copped an absolute burn from a group of 10-year-old boys who have made a diss track about her. So the group, the 10-year-old boy group, call themselves Z Nation. And this is the song they've made about her.
Pretty harsh, too.
That's my word. You be smiling like a turd. You belong in a zoo. You be sounding like a bird. We know how you do when you're trying to get that worm. That's why you wash up. You remind me of a germ. All that money now your soul is replaced. They could fix your teeth, but they couldn't fix your face. It's out of this world. You must be from outer space. Going nowhere fast, like you're running in place. I wonder how long it'll last. Cardi, you trash. We don't like you like bullies in class. We turn it up and you ain't make the cut. I don't know what's faker, your life or your butt. And I don't know...
Ooh.
It's pretty full on.
Yeah, especially from 10-year-olds. I don't know, I feel like it's wrong, but also I know that she bullies people in her songs as well. But hey, anyway, this is how she responded to 10-year-olds, by the way.
I'm not gonna let no little white boys motherfucker come at me all motherfucking day long. Man, shut the up and stay your motherfucking... Go get your motherfucking milk. I be too nice. Every motherfucking body.
Well, you get the gist of it.
And by the way, she has a 1-year-old daughter. So that's, very interesting stuff. And finishing off with a bit of lighter news, Post Malone's new album is out tomorrow. It's called Hollywood's Bleeding. And he's revealed it's going to include collaborations with Halsey, Travis Scott, SZA, Swae Lee, Young Thug, and wait for it, Ozzy Osbourne.
Get out.
Ozzy's going to be on Post Malone's new album, Hollywood's Bleeding, which is out tomorrow. Look out for it. He just does that in the song. That's it.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.